Hey, welcome to another edition of the Rebel Within podcast. I'm actually going to start off a little something different today. I wanted to do something for a friend of mine. I have a friend who sells these beauty products, and she does it as a second job, and she gives, extra money to help support her family and everything. But it's uniqueproducts.com/SusieQ21. You could go on her website and look at some products, maybe grab something. Be good, especially with the holidays and everything coming up. I know she would appreciate it. But what I'll do is, I'll leave a link and everything for the description in the at the end of the podcast and the thing, so you could go to that site and check it out. But you know, it would be really nice to help her out and everything. And yeah, so it's uniqueproducts.com/SusieQ21, and just like I said, I'll leave the link and go check out her place. Hopefully you'll buy something. If you're a guy, maybe you'll buy something for your girl, and if you're a girl, maybe you can buy something for you and a friend or a family member or something or whatever. It would be really cool, and it would help her out, and I'd appreciate it, and she would appreciate it. Okay, getting on with the podcast here. I'm going to try to do a podcast on the events that happened in Texas last week, the church shooting there, and hopefully this podcast won't go too long. It actually might be short, just depending on what I have to say. But I've just been sitting here thinking about a lot of things, and I think out of all the podcasts that I've done, this one seems to be the hardest. This one seems to be really, it's funny, I find myself at a loss for words, because some people are like, I never shut up. And for me to be in a loss for words is something to, for them would be shocking. But, I really don't know how to do this without rambling, but I guess we'll just kind of wing it, I guess. But you know, it's bad to know that as a Christian, you know, it's bad to know that you can't even go to church anymore without worrying about dying. And it's bad to know that you know, especially in a place like that where it's a place of, supposed to be a sanctuary, a place of worship and all that stuff, and you can't even go and, you know, go and be in peace to get away from the craziness of the world that's already happening. And I just don't know what's going on, man. I just don't know what's wrong with the world today. You know, I know that liberals and left and a lot of politicians are trying to call for more gun control, but I mean, it's really not going to do anything. I mean, as much as they call for it, gun control is not the problem. It's the craziness of people. I mean, you look at it. Cain killed Abel with a rock or a piece of wood. I can't remember exactly what it was, but there wasn't guns in those days. You know, they're so quick to ban guns that that they don't realize just how much, how stupid they're making themselves look. And another thing too, you know, the question is this a new norm now? I hope not, but sort of kind of looking like it is. And but here's the thing, and the thing that gets me is, you know, what is causing all this? Is it really, like, I honestly think a lot of times it's the craziness of people. Like, nowadays you can't be, you're always judged. If you say the wrong thing, makes you a racist or a bigot or a homophobe or whatever it is. You know, and sometimes I begin to wonder if it's the left and the liberals throwing their ideology on people, making them do these things, that because they're actually thinking they're doing something for a cause, when really and truthfully, they're just making situations worse. But another funny thing too, and this kind of goes along with this story, like the other week when they had that tragedy that happened in New York City, where that guy ran down them people on a bike path with a truck he rented from Home Depot. Now, if you've noticed something in the last like couple months, several months, we've actually had two incidents where people have been killed with vehicles. The girl got run over there in Charlottesville, and now this in New York City. And they actually had an incident overseas where a guy had run over some people with a vehicle or whatever. So my question is this: if guns are killing people and they're calling for gun control, are we calling for vehicle control? Are we calling for car control, truck control? I mean, are we going to ban automobiles? I seriously doubt it, because there's a lot of lazy people in this world who are not willing to walk, and they got to have their car, so what are you going to do, right? It just kind of shows you the ideological ideas that people have. Even if you do take the guns away, if people really want to do it, they'll find a way to do it. And that's what makes it even more crazy. But I'm trying to sort of kind of getting off topic, but you know, I keep hearing all the time about how it's the end times and it's the end of days and or whatever. You know, I never really, even though being a religious person, I've never really kind of just, you know, I'm just like, you know, God's not going to let man know when he comes back. He's coming back, and that's just it. But sometimes I begin to wonder if mankind's trying to, like, help that along a lot by just doing all this evil crap in the world, because maybe they're just tired of the world, you know? And, I don't know, but I just don't understand it, you know. What happened to people that make them do the crazy things they've done, you know? It just doesn't help that people are pushing along these crazy ideas and these agendas on people. And a lot of it's driving people crazy, and they just don't know it. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I guess if I had to sum all this up is, you know, life is short, and we're never guaranteed tomorrow. Even in a place of sanctuary, even in a place of worship, you just don't know what's going to happen anymore. And my thing is just to tell everybody that I love them wherever you go, somewhere, whatever, even if it's to the store and back, because you never know. You could walk out the door and never come back. And not even be due to anything you've done. It could be somebody else. And it's just the way things are. And it's sad to know that you're living in times that, you know, people are so crazy that you're taking a chance just to walk out of your door because You don't know what's going to happen. And that's what sucks. And so, basically I just, I wanted to do a podcast today. Just because I haven't done one in, a week or two or something. But I really don't have a lot to say. I really don't know what to say. I mean, you know, I guess this issue touches me like the Vegas thing did, but maybe more so this, because, being someone who's been to church, and of course I haven't gone in a while, but for somebody who used to be an average church goer and would go like every Sunday, Wednesday nights, Sunday nights, it's just hard to fathom that, things have got that crazy and that out of hand. But, I just felt like I had to say something, but I don't know what I really want to say. I guess it's kind of hard to define what I want to say. And so I guess I'm just going to kind of wrap this up kind of early. But so, yeah, if you could do me a favor, help my friend out, maybe try to buy some of her products or whatever. And it'd be much appreciated. And especially with the holidays coming up and everything, be good to be able to help out. And so I thank you, she thanks you, and all that good stuff. So I guess I'm going to cut this podcast kind of short. Have a good day. Have a good night. Live life to the fullest. And this is Bill signing out of the Rebel Within podcast. And again, that website is uniqueproducts.com/SusieQ. So, like I said, I'll leave a link below or whatever. All right, thank you. Have a good night. And this is Bill signing out. Have a good one.